This is Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth. On the phone with a special guest this morning, the William Boniface Fine Arts Center is a regional arts center in Michigan's Upper Peninsula in Escanaba, and we are speaking with the Executive Director, Sue Roll. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Kurt.
So we are at the end of August, approaching September, and also approaching fall. Strange to think that summer has flown already in 2019, but there's always something going on at the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba, celebrating arts and culture in the Upper Peninsula and also northeastern Wisconsin. So what can you tell us about upcoming events?
Well, let's see. I think we're kind of getting back into the school's beginning swing of things, as is most of our communities. So we have a few things that relate to that. I guess the first thing to think about is our exhibits coming up. We have an exciting exhibit coming in September called Of Both Minds, Engineering Wonders and Artistic Beauty. I particularly am fond of this. I'm an engineer by training, and this is a display of, think of it, steampunk-looking things, and we have Rube Goldberg inventions. Rube Goldberg is a term used for machines that are significantly over-designed for usually pretty simple functions.
Right.
Steve Bowles is the artist. He's from Green Bay, and he has been in the special effects world in the film industry for many, many years. In fact, in the years before everything was green screened and highly, digitally oriented. So if you think of Disney animatronics, enlivening inanimate objects, that's where Steve comes in. So this exhibit is not only a huge machine you can interact with, but it's also his drawings, his ideas. It's a great way to see how things go from a concept to a reality. And then there's this big old machine you get to play with.
So practical effects, especially if you're into maybe the films of like the 60s up to the 80s, and also if you're into steampunk and Rube Goldberg machines and inventions are very cool in my mind. So that'll be September 4th to the end of October for Of Both Minds, one of the exhibits at the Boniface. How about what artist Christine Sari is up to? Because we know she's been busy working on a few things in terms of her art, too.
Yep, she has a really lovely exhibit at the Peter White Library right now, boxes, kind of like shadow boxes of life. She's got a photographic and artistic exhibit here coming that's going to be telling stories through words and images. So it's multimedia art. So not only is there actual artwork and photographs, but there's going to be poetry and storytelling. She's got several interaction opportunities on the books. We've got something on September 5th from 2 to 4, which is a poetry reading, a reception on October 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m., and then a gallery talk at the end of the exhibit on October 22nd.
She is a busy lady for sure, working in all kinds of medium of art, and experienced that at the Boniface with telling stories through words and images with Christine Sari. And speaking of arts and arts events, this may be a little bit of a stretch, but there's a Night of Magic and Wizardry coming back to the Boniface, and I remember hearing about this last year and how maybe if you're a fan of Harry Potter or of magic and witches and wizards in general, this could be a really fun night for families to get involved.
Yep, this is we have a great time with this event, and so do our guests. So we're hoping people can save the date, the last Saturday in October. It's the 26th. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. We partner with Players to Knock, and we have over 35 volunteers to help out. We transform this 1937 building into a school for magic and wizardry. And we have spaces set up that range from potions class to the Great Hall to all of your favorite, perhaps, Harry Potter experiences.
That sounds wicked. Sounds like a good time.
It is a very, very good time.
Yeah. And again, a great opportunity for families. And that's, getting into Halloween as well. So that's a really good opportunity for that. And how about other events? I know that Friday Night Live is continuing too.
That's right. The last Saturday in September, the last Friday in September, September 27th at 7 p.m., We are featuring area vocalists. We have a few from Marquette. We have several from the Escanaba area, maybe even Iron Mountain and Manistique, who volunteer their time, and they perform. And it's kind of a cabaret atmosphere. So small tables, darkened atmosphere, and kind of a bring your favorite beverage and enjoy the evening.
And where does that take place?
That takes place here at the Boniface in Escanaba.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, and since we're also talking September, along with that, we mentioned that it's kind of the beginning of the school year again. And there's also classes that are offered at the Boniface. What can you tell us about the education front?
In our art classes, we have some of the, we call them lifestyle classes. It's just part of what we do every day or every week. We have Zen meditation starting up on Tuesday evenings on September 3rd at 6:30, and there is no charge for that. That's just a chance to meditate, you know, with like-minded people. Ashtanga yoga begins on Monday nights with on September 9th at 5:30. And for the toddlers and families in our crowds, Thursday morning starting September 12th, we have 9:30 in the morning toddler art time, which is painting and music and freshly made Play-Doh. It's a good time for everyone.
Excellent. And something for all ages. I know fresh Play-Doh is a lot more fun to play with than the stuff that's all dried out. And for me, Tuesdays are especially a good time to regroup and get some Zen meditation. So Zen meditation, Ashtanga yoga, and toddler art all included in the educational and lifestyle classes at the Boniface. And I see one more thing on our list of to-dos to talk about here involving art itself and watercolors. What can you tell us about watercolor excitement with ink?
Well, Ed Fennendel is a regional artist who has been very successful, and he is leading a class that will involve a very limited set of colors, so a limited palette, use ink, and people will be working on small pieces of paper so that they can try some new techniques. He will be giving feedback. He's very kind and very insightful. So it's a chance for people who are new to watercolor, to those extremely experienced, to learn new things and to develop their technique within, it's a day and a half class. So it's a bit of a time commitment, but you can make a lot of progress in that time and begin to understand how ink and watercolors can interact and leave you with a very satisfying piece of art.
And that's all at the Boniface Art Center in Escanaba. We've been speaking with Sue Roll, the executive director, talking about events, exhibits, education, and more, all at the Boniface Art Center. Where could folks get involved if they've heard something that they're curious about and they want to know more about it?
Awesome. Well, they can give us a call, or they can go to bonifacearts.org, which is our website. That's fully loaded, and lots of information there.
Super. Well, Sue, thanks again for taking the time to let us know what's happening at the Boniface.
Thank you very much, Kurt.